カモンアイファン。
この番組は香川県内在住の外国人の皆様のために生活に必要な情報を英語と中国語でお伝えしています。今日は自動車税と自動車保険について英語でお伝えします。
Come on, iPal. This week, we will talk about vehicle tax and insurance. For those of you with vehicles, have you received an envelope from the prefectural tax department at your residence? That is the vehicle tax form. Vehicle tax is an important resource used for various things, such as road repairs. The vehicle tax form arrives in the beginning of May from the vehicle tax department and must be paid by May 31st.This tax can be paid to the prefectural tax department at your nearest financial institution or convenience store. Furthermore, if you don't pay on time, you will be assessed late fees, so please be aware. Vehicles must also have vehicle inspection called 車検 carried out periodically. For passenger vehicles, a car must be inspected when it's 3 years old and every 2 years after that.You can confirm when the next inspection is due by looking on the vehicle inspection certificate. When having your vehicle inspected, the vehicle tax payment certificate is required. This form is attached on the right side of the vehicle tax form. When you pay the vehicle tax at a bank or a convenience store, you will receive a stamp verifying payment on this form, which becomes your tax payment certificate. Should you happen to lose this form,A new form can be obtained for free at the prefectural tax department. The number for the tax division is 087-806-0314. Also, owners of K-sized cars will receive a K vehicle tax form from City Hall. This payment date is decided by each City Hall, so please confirm the payment date and get your payment in time. Also, in order to be prepared for the chance of an accident,An insurance system is available. Automobile insurance comes in two types, mandatory insurance, which is required, and optional insurance, which you add yourself. Mandatory automobile insurance is called jibaiseki in Japanese. Driving a car without this type of insurance is illegal and penalties will be imposed, so getting this insurance is a must. On the other hand, there is a limit to the amount of damage that mandatory insurance will cover,and any damage over that amount will come out of your pocket. That's why there's optional insurance. Optional insurance also covers things that aren't included in mandatory insurance, such as damage to other people's property and vehicle damage, including theft. And even if damages are covered by mandatory insurance, the costs that exceed the coverage limit that you would have to pay on your own will be paid by optional insurance. So don't take the chance. Be prepared and get optional insurance.Come on, iPal. Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be on May 23rd, Sunday, at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about kits containing necessary goods in the event of a disaster. This is Jeremy, signing off.